Now, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland have confirmed that Nestle is voluntarily recalling some of its infant formula. This is the SMA brand infant formula because of concerns of the possible presence of a toxin. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Dr. Michelle Minahan, Director of Audit Incidents and Investigations at the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Dr. Minahan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. What can you tell us about what Nestle have informed you of or ye of in terms of this formula and the actions they're taking to make sure that none of it ends up being fed to an infant?
Yeah, so yesterday the Food Safety Authority of Ireland was notified by Nestle that they were undertaking a precautionary recall of specific batches of their SMA infant formula and follow-on formula due to the potential presence of a toxin known as cellulite. Now, this toxin is produced by a particular strain of a bacteria known as Bacillus cereus, and it can cause food poisoning. Important to say that the recall is a precautionary measure being undertaken by Nestle in line with their legal obligation to do so now that they've identified a problem with the food that they're producing, and that it's also important to note that there's been no reported cases of illness to date. But I suppose our advice and what's on our website, Jerry, is urging and advising parents, guardians and caregivers who may have the recalled products at home not to feed them to their infants. So you can check the full list of recalled products, the batch codes, which all are a 10-digit code beginning with the number 5, and the expiry dates on our website. There's also pictures of the products there. And you can find those particular batch codes either on the base of the tin or the box if you've got powdered formula, or on the side or the top of the container if you use the ready-to-feed formulas. So that information is on our website, fsai.ie, and on Nestle's website at nestle.co.uk. So urging parents today to take action and check if they have those affected products at home. If they do, they should stop feeding it to their infant or young child immediately. And if the infant or young child is well and is not showing any signs of illness, they don't need to take any further action. However, if they're concerned in any way about illness in their child or young infant, they should seek the advice of their healthcare professional.
Yeah, there's about 8 different SMA brands involved here. Advanced First Infant Milk, First Infant Milk. There is Gold Prem 2, Little Steps, and something called SMA Alfamino as well. But all the batch codes are the key, and the expiration dates as well. Everything ranging from, October 2026, November 2026 to June 2027.
That's correct, all the way through to October 2027. And those batch codes, that 10-digit number on the product beginning with the number 5. And of course, crucially, the pictures to identify the product are on our website and on Nestle's website as well. And that'll be helpful for parents when they're going to see and check if they have any of the affected products. Nestle have introduced their own care line with their number for the Republic of Ireland. So it's 1-800-931-832. And there's also an online form on their website at nestle.co.uk/get in touch. And if parents have the affected products at home, they can upload a picture of it, a picture of the product and a picture of the batch code from the tins or the cartons that they have. And Nestle will get in contact with you directly to arrange a refund for you.
Okay, and that's what will happen. What's the worst that can happen here if an infant does get affected by this?
So in cases where illness has occurred, it's usually nausea and it can cause vomiting. And obviously any illness is distressing, and particularly in a young child or in an infant. So once you stop using it, the illness usually runs its course within 6 to 24 hours. So relatively short-lived illness, but obviously can be distressing for both the infant and the parents to watch. But I suppose the action that needs to be taken today is to check whether you have any at home and to stop immediately using it if you have the affected batches. As I said, we've no reports of illness to date, so that's certainly good news, but we want to make sure that every parent that has this product at home is checking today to make sure that they stop feeding it to their infant or young child.
Yeah, because that's the immediate concern. Will the FSAI obviously be liaising with Nestle and investigating how this had happened or what caused it?
Yeah, so certainly that'll be ongoing. It wasn't manufactured in Ireland, but we'll be following up with Nestlé to understand what happened here, what went wrong, and what corrective actions they've taken to fix the problem. And obviously, we'll be making sure they follow through today. Our focus is on making sure they follow through on their legal obligation to remove affected product from the market. FSAI, yeah, along with colleagues from the National Environmental Health Service of the HSE, will be undertaking checks across stores, pharmacies, any outlet that might have that was selling this product to make sure that it's been removed from sale and that a point of sale notice is on display informing consumers of the recall and the affected batches. So that's our focus today, yeah, is to make sure that that happens.
Yeah, that's the first thing before anything happens, because this obviously is, and for good reason, a very highly regulated area of control, yeah, of this sort of, yeah, product.
Yeah, so look, important to note, Nestlé identified a problem and they're taking this precautionary action, but they're legally obliged to ensure that the food they're placing on the market is safe. And our checks today will verify that any implicated product is removed from sale. And in due course, Nestlé, when they've identified what the root cause is, we will seek to understand the corrective actions that have been put in place by them in the manufacturing sites concerned, but they're not in Ireland. So that will happen in due course. Nestlé will, we will follow up on Nestlé directly, but today we're focused on what action parents need to take to ensure that they're not, that if they have this product, any of these products at home, that they're not continuing to feed it to their infants or young children.
Okay, Dr. Michelle Minahan, thanks very much for taking time to talk to me on the programme about that this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, that's Dr. Michelle Minahan, Director of Audit Incidents and Investigations with the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, about that recall. Nestlé confirming it's voluntarily recalling some of its SMA infant formula products and follow-on formula products from the market due to potential presence of that food poisoning causing toxin, cerulide. So if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Hopefully you take action and just take those batch numbers to make sure.